The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Grace and peace to you from God the Sovereign and our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, our gospel reading today, again, starts sort of mid-story. Jesus is answering a question of, "Hey, Jesus, when you leave and then come back, how are we going to know you?" And Jesus is answering, "You will know me by my love." I think that's an important place to start today. It's not far off from where we were last week, a lot of love talk. But Jesus is identifying with it in a special and important way. Where is God in our world? Where there is love, there is God. This is a gospel passage that I often pick for funerals. I am usually pretty protective about the ability to pick the gospel reading, and I feel like this one speaks to many of us at funerals, but actually throughout our lives, that we have a fear, that our hearts are often troubled. It's hard not to be. We live in a culture where fear is more than just a thing that exists. It's a strategy. It's a tactic. If we watch television at all, nearly every advertisement is somehow playing to fear. You have bad breath. You better get the right toothpaste. Your car is funny or old or doesn't work good enough. Get a new car. There's always this fear to measure up and to keep up with people and to buy things. Our political leaders do the same thing. Vote for me or everything is going to fall apart. We play on fears. Fears are a significant and effective motivator. Into that reality, we have Jesus coming and talking about peace. But again, it's important to remember the context. John's gospel, just like John's book of Revelation, are specifically written to a people who are oppressed. They are in an occupied country. A foreign power is ruling them. The peace that John is talking about is something called Pax Romana, this idea of the Roman peace, essentially. The Roman Empire believed that within its empire there would be no violence, and so there would be peace. And in order to bring peace to the world, Rome just had to conquer more and more and more. But that's not really what peace is. Peace is far more than the absence of violence or the absence of war. And even if that was the entirety of peace, I have not experienced that in my lifetime. Yet Jesus is still talking about something different. A few months ago, I was asked to speak at a mosque in our county. It is my experience that I often don't know where the mosques are because they're kind of hidden, and most of the time that's intentional. They're afraid of being targeted, which to me is always a very sad thing. I was asked to come and speak at this mosque in the wake of the massacre in New Zealand, where children, as well as people who were much older, were shot and killed by a white supremacist. When I spoke, I talked about peace, but God's peace is very, very different. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. At least that's the word we translate into peace, but it means something far more. Shalom really means right relationship with God and one another. So it's far more than an absence of war. It means that if our neighbors are struggling, we are not experiencing shalom. If our neighbors are scared or live in fear, we are not experiencing shalom. Yet, we're told to fear others. We're told to fear those who look different than us, who love people that are different than us. And God tells us something different. God tells us that there is a different way of love that should conquer all. And sometimes that's really hard for us to trust. It is so countercultural. It is so different than the world we live in and then the history of our world as well. So we rely on our own means. We try to protect things that we have accumulated, and so often we'll do it by any means necessary. And we know that. It's a reality. It's something I struggle with in my own life. How do I keep my family safe while also being willing to love those who are vulnerable, those who have real struggles, whether it's addiction or mental health or homelessness, or just unemployment or underemployment? My wife has a t-shirt that she got a long time ago that says something along the lines of, if we have divisions, if we don't talk to each other, if there is tension among us, it's because we have forgotten that we belong to one another. I think that's true. If we take Jesus' word seriously, that we will know where God is by love, then that kind of implies that God is in each of us. Because even if it's only once in a while, we act with love. I've been in this community. I've known most of you for a long time. And this is a community that acts in love in ways that other places don't. And if we really believe Jesus' words, we can live boldly. We can live showing love to others and taking risks because we can try to remember that God is with us. It's not easy. And sometimes we forget, or we forget a lot. But that is why we have each other. That is why we have this place and our relationships. Because we're stronger together. We're stronger when we can remind each other of God's love and God's presence. We might not see Jesus like the disciples did 2,000 years ago, but Jesus is with us. God is with us in this place, in our relationship with others, and anywhere love is found. And if we can trust in that, if we can trust in that love and reflect it to others, then maybe, just maybe, we'll experience peace and shalom and bring the kingdom of God here to earth. Amen.